Before there was Sinai, before Moses wrote the law, Noah knew the difference between the clean and those withdrawn. Seven of the clean came forward, two of the unclean side by side. The distinction stood before the flood, before the waters would rise and subside. Clean and unclean, holy and profane, the Lord drew lines for his people to maintain. Yet men ignore them all the same. Clean and unclean, the scripture still remains. God defines what enters covenant life. Not every beast was made alike. Then Moses stood before the people with a law in his hand. Some would graze upon the hillside, some were never in the plan. The sheep and ox were set before them for the table and the feast. But the swine still rooted in the mire, an unclean and abominable beast. Ezekiel stood upon the watchtower and cried out to the priests, "You've mixed the holy with the common and forgotten what to teach." Isaiah saw the day approaching when the fire would sweep the land, and those who chased abominable things would not forever stand. Clean and unclean, holy and profane, the Lord drew lines for his people to maintain. Yet men ignore them all the same. Clean and unclean, the scripture still remains. God defines what enters covenant life. Not every beast was made alike. In Babylon, young Daniel stood before the king's rich table spread. He chose not to defile himself, though exiles rolled lay just ahead. The world cried, "Eat and prosper, son," but Daniel feared the Lord instead. Faithfulness before convenience by every word that God had said. Then Peter saw a sheet descend, four corners hanging from the sky. And every beast was gathered there as questions filled the apostles' mind. Three times came the invitation, three times Peter still replied, "Nothing common, nothing unclean has ever crossed these lips of mine." Then Cornelius sent his servants, and Peter learned what God implied. Acts chapter 10, verse 28. God hath shewed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. The vision spoke of men, not bacon, not pork, not catfish. Men. Paul wrote of doubtful disputations, of conscience, idols, herbs, and meat. Yet nowhere did the apostle say the swine had now become clean to eat. And Timothy gave the answer, for every creature received in prayer must first be sanctified by God's word before a man can place it there. Clean and unclean, the scriptures still remain. God defines what enters covenant life. Not every beast was made alike. Clean and unclean, holy and profane, the Lord drew lines for his people to make. maintain, and his word has not been changed. Clean and unclean, from Noah to today, the wisdom of the living God still marks the narrow way. The question was never, what will man eat? The question has always been, what did God call food? And what God has sanctified, let no man despise. And what God has called unclean, let no man declare clean. Let no man declare clean.